Here's a roundup of what's in the papers this Sunday morning. The Courier Mail Online is reporting.
Nobel Peace Laureate Mohamed Al-Baradei has been chosen as Prime Minister to help lead Egypt out of a deepening crisis after bloodshed followed the ouster of the country's first freely elected president. It came as the Muslim Brotherhood staged a new show of force to demand that the military restore Morsi after dozens of people died and hundreds more were injured in 24 hours of violence.
But while events in Egypt are indeed dramatic, the only coup here in Australia is at Channel 7. The front page of the Sunday Age informs of the departure of Melissa Doyle from her 14-year stint as co-presenter on Channel 7's Sunrise program.
A great opportunity or a boning of an established and successful TV presenter.
According to the paper, a few weeks ago she was hauled into a meeting with management and shown research that she was considered mumsy. But Melissa Doyle has taken to Facebook denying that she was pushed. Also in the Sunday Age, a new report finds that the beach loss in Port Phillip Bay's swanky Portsea area is attributable to the dredging of the entrance to the bay, which was to allow bigger ships access to Melbourne's port.
The first scientific research to link channel deepening to coastal erosion could trigger compensation claims and legal action by waterfront residences and local businesses.
Now, the Sydney Sun Herald also has an environmental story this morning. It reports on the cover-up of the contamination of a Sydney park.
The Environmental Protection Authority has been accused of covering up the discovery of some of the most poisonous substances on Earth at levels well above health limits, alarming residents whose children use the tested area as a playground.
The paper says three poisonous metals, mercury, lead and chromium, and four toxic chemicals were made by the EPA in April when it tested soil across the road from the industrial site of the giant chemical company Orica. Now, there's also a story about the six Australians who are being pursued by authorities in Peru over the death of a hotel worker in Lima.
A leading United Nations forensic expert has advised authorities in Peru to drop a murder trial against six young Australians, describing the case as completely absurd.
Now to North America, where the ABC Online is reporting an explosion in Canada.
One killed, dozens missing after train derails and explodes in Canada. A train carrying crude oil has derailed and exploded in the middle of a small Canadian town in the province of Quebec, leaving at least one person dead.
The blast sent a fireball and black smoke into the air and destroyed dozens of buildings in Lake Megantic, which is about 250 k's east of Montreal. Up to 1,000 people were forced to evacuate after the explosion, and police say about 60 people are missing. Also, in another breaking transport story out of North America, the West Australian Online is reporting.
An Asiana Airlines Boeing 777 aircraft crash-landed at San Francisco International Airport on Saturday, US aviation authorities said, with images showing the cabin of the plane almost completely burned out.
But at this stage, there's good news for the passengers on board the Korean airliner.
There were no immediate reports of casualties, and one apparent survivor tweeted a picture of passengers fleeing the plane. Video footage showed the jet, Flight 214 from Seoul, on its belly, surrounded by firefighters. "I just crash-landed at SFO, tail ripped off, most everyone seems fine, I'm okay," the survivor, David Ion, wrote.
That's what's in print and online this Sunday morning.